Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 79. In this episode, I will be talking about unpacking. Do you really know how I feel? The heart of the grieving man or woman silently asks this question many times. We can't ask the question aloud. It's one of those things classified as undiscussable. The people who know us want to hear that we're doing okay. They want to know that we got over it, whatever it is. We may not feel the freedom to say, "Are you kidding me?" What those who have not experienced grieving don't understand is that it's not just the grieving. It's also the stuff that's part of the grieving process. For people who experience grieving, there's a lot of stuff to unpack. Author and poet Billy Chapata writes, "The aching never stops until you ask the aching, what's wrong? Why it aches when you're alone? Why it aches when you're in a crowd? Why it aches by the sun? Why it aches when the moon is out? The aching never stops until you unpack all the questions your aching needs to hear." I use the following example as a way of understanding unpacking. When Babe and I moved to our home in South Texas, we left several plastic sealed boxes in the garage. I stacked them neatly, one on top of the other, against a side wall. A month ago, I was looking for a book. I thought it might be in one of the boxes in the garage. I lifted the top box down. I cut around the tape holding the top on and plied the top off. No sooner had I taken the top off when memories came spilling out of the box as if they were the spring runoff in the Rocky Mountains. I began unpacking physical items that were also associated with my emotional baggage and the grieving from losing Babe. I forgot about the book and started going through the items in the box. I decided to create three piles: things I personally wanted to keep, things I thought my daughters would want, and things that had an emotional attachment, but I could clean out. That was the hard part. In the example, my unpacking led to three categories. Things were no longer jumbled together. Important, meaningful things were kept. Other things were discarded. My box was lighter when I lifted it back on top of the stack of boxes. I didn't go deeper to look for the book. I knew I'd have to unpack the next box. Unpacking is a bit different for everyone, but unpacking is important for healing to grab a foothold. Grieving is often a taboo subject. It's talked around, but never directly, that is, unless we're getting counseling or belong to a support group. We all have taboo subjects, those we can't discuss. In relationships, they can be about sex, money, past lovers, parents, drinking. It's a long list. Not talking about taboo subjects doesn't make them go away. The taboo subjects fester under the surface. In this sense, it is why we who grieve or have grieved need each other. We've been there. We understand. We understand grieving at a deep, visceral level that those who have not experienced it can never understand until they become part of the experience. If we don't listen to each other, who will listen to us? Poet Walter de la Mare spoke poignantly about not having anyone listen in his poem, Listener. It reads, "Is anybody there?" said the traveler, knocking on the moonlit door, and his horse in silence champed the grass of the forest's ferny floor. And a bird flew up out of the turret above the traveler's head, and he smote upon the door again a second time. "Is anybody there?" he said. But no one descended to the traveler. No head from a leaf-fringed sill leaned over and looked into his gray eyes, where he stood perplexed and still. but only a host of phantom listeners that dwelt in the lone house then, stood listening in the quiet of the moonlight to that voice from the world of men. When someone listens to us, or we actively listen to another, validation occurs. In the listening, we demonstrate to each other that his or her thoughts are important. We don't dismiss them. Listening allows unpacking to begin. When we unpack with another who experiences grieving, there is an acceptance of what we say to each other as real and valid. If we who grieve are willing to listen to others who grieve, we can initiate the unpacking process for both of us. We can make good decisions as to what we should continue to use or discard. Think of my example of my unpacking the box. The more we unpack, the more we move toward the healing of our own wounds. Carolyn Mays wrote, "We're not meant to stay wounded. We are supposed to move through our tragedies and challenges and to help each other move through the many painful episodes of our lives. By remaining stuck in the power of our wounds, we block our own transformation. We overlook the greater gifts inherent in our wounds, the strength to overcome them, and the lessons that we are meant to receive through them. Wounds are the means through which we enter the hearts of other people. They are meant to teach us to become compassionate and wise. We can connect to each other through our wounds as we listen to each other and we share our stories with each other. In this process, we learn what is important to keep and what is important to discard. We know that although we walk in the dark, it doesn't mean we have to walk alone. Listen to others who grieve and share your story with them. And through the sharing of the stories, you will unpack all the emotions that lay hidden deep within you, and healing will take hold of you. Good things are coming your way. Never quit, never give up." If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.